Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Chamber of Commerce member, Nate Westry. All right, Nate, so in the last chamber meeting, you had mentioned the hummingbirds. What exactly are the hummingbirds?
So the hummingbirds, this organization originated out of Des Moines. Emily Steele is the brains behind the organization. She kind of noticed that a lot of the decisions she'd made from which stores to shop at, you know, which yoga studio to practice at, those things were all based on recommendations from her friends. And really the data backs that up. You're way more likely to try a new restaurant or shop at a new store based on a referral from a friend or a colleague. And so she's really trying to take that idea and branch it out and create this thriving, this hummingbird life where the hummingbirds, you know, these invested individuals, these, you know, micro influencers come out, shop at your business, and then they post about it and share their experience with their followers on social media. And it really creates this vibrant community, which is something that we're trying to do with Stewart and particularly downtown anyway. And so it really seems like a good fit. And I think we're going to see a lot of success with this program.
All right. And something the Chamber has done is they've talked about it a little bit, and the hummingbirds are going to be coming to Stewart here in the next few weeks, right?
Yes. So we've launched a campaign, and starting with Small Business Saturday, we've invited the hummingbirds to come out and shop at Stewart or in Stewart for the next 2 to 3 weeks, kind of leading up through the holidays. And again, what we're really hoping for with this is an increased level of exposure. You know, looking at, you know, Small Business Saturday coming up, Ladies Night that was a huge success downtown this past week. You know, we're really looking to continue that momentum and continue to drive that traffic to Stewart and again, particularly downtown. So the hummingbirds, they come in, they shop at the businesses, they take pictures of their products, they, you know, share pictures and videos of themselves eating in town, you know, purchasing the clothing and getting coffee, and share that experience with their friends and colleagues. And again, the idea is then that leads to increased traffic from those people who have seen those posts.
So kind of just share it with the following base they've got, and then drives more of those people to say, you know, that shop looks kind of cool. I kind of want to go and see that.
Exactly. And again, you know, how much more likely are you to follow the recommendation of a good friend versus a stranger that you don't know? Google reviews or Facebook reviews are fantastic, and every business should be striving to get more of them. But if it's a review from a close friend of yours, you're very much more likely to go and spend your money and spend your time at that business or that organization.
How do people get the hummingbirds to come to their area?
The hummingbirds have a website. You can go in and sign up to bring the birds to your town. You can bring them to your business. You can actually sign up to be a hummingbird. If you're someone who wants to go and experience new businesses and new shops, you can sign up to be a hummingbird. They typically provide you with a few perks to shop at and to try out some new businesses. And this can be for individual businesses as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be through a chamber or through a neighborhood organization. Individual businesses can also hire the hummingbirds. One of the things I really recommend to small businesses is create this sense of community around your business. You know, we all strive for the loyal customers and people who will come back again and again and refer their friends. And the hummingbirds is really taking that idea and bringing it to life and doing it at scale also. And so one of the things that the Chamber is really looking to do is take advantage of that scale and use the hummingbirds and their influence to drive more sales and increase traffic throughout Stewart.
I know we kind of touched on it just a little bit ago, trying to keep momentum going with how great Ladies Night was, push it through the holiday season. But what was the reason that you kind of brought the hummingbirds up to the Chamber?
Well, they actually had reached out to us. There are some mutual connections, and some of the businesses in town already are connected with Emily and some of the other members of the hummingbirds. So we were already on their radar as a potential landing spot for them and some of their campaigns. But I just thought it really made sense, and it was really a great fit to bring the hummingbirds out because their mission and our mission as the Stewart Chamber really coexist well. When a hummingbird posts about their experience, it really feels more like a recommendation instead of a paid ad. And so you get that authenticity that sometimes can be hard to do with an advertisement. And that's, again, one of the things that we're trying to take advantage of with bringing them and bringing the hummingbirds to Stewart.
How many hummingbirds will be coming, and how long is the time frame that they'll be coming?
We're looking at around 12 to 15 hummingbirds that will come out over the next potentially 3 weeks. Again, the time frame leading up to the holidays to do their holiday shopping in Stuart. Grab some gifts, grab some food, maybe ice cream, coffee, all the offerings that Stuart businesses have to give. And then they'll share their experiences with their peers and their colleagues. And again, the idea is that that will generate increased foot traffic and sales for our local businesses, you know, through the holiday season.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stuart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.